Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. During the Second World War, Spanish artist Joan Miró responded to the darkness engulfing Europe with a series of paintings inspired by things like light reflected on water and music. The 23 paintings, known collectively as the Constellations, have now inspired drummer and composer Bobby Previtt to create a series of 23 short musical works, each meant to be played while the paintings are projected. The work gets its American premiere tomorrow, and Bobby Previtt joins us today. Bobby, welcome back.
Thank you, John.
So, what inspired you particularly about this set of paintings by Miró?
I think because it was a set, and because I saw them when they're all together, and just seeing them all together, and also not knowing anything about them, I had no idea these paintings existed. It's kind of a little sort of jewel in the middle of all his work, and I wasn't even a huge Miró fan. You know, I knew Miró's work kind of, and I tended more towards Pollock and, you know, Franz Kline and, you know, Slash and kind of the Slash.
So you were
and
an abstract expressionist kind of guy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, somewhat, and right, and I also like medieval painting a lot, but I certainly knew Miró. I think I had an old poster when I was in college of him. He wasn't my, quote, favorite artist, but I went, and then I...
Went where?
To MoMA. In 1993, there was a big retrospective of his work, and they, being MoMA, they had, obviously, they got them all back together, which is no small feat, because they're spread out. I don't think any one museum has more than two. They're just all over, private collectors, because their work's on paper, and once... So they were together in Miró's studio. They were together in, I believe, 1945 or 6. Right after the war, they came here and they were exhibited. And then that was it. Everyone bought them up and they went far-flung. And
so MoMA brought them all together.
Yeah, 1993.
You walk in,
I walked
unsuspecting.
Into this room. Right. You know, here's the Miró retrospective. And I'm going, oh, these are beautiful. And anytime I think... you see an artist complete the arc of their work. It's very different than going to a museum and here's one Calder, one, you know.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because it has a musical correlation with, you know, iTunes and the whole way people listen to music today. But when you see an artist from beginning to end like that, it really brings you to a new... You see the thought process more, and everything makes... so much more sense than seeing one painting hang on a wall. And so in the midst of this, after about an hour of these paintings, I said, wow. And then I walked into that room, and there they all were, and just all in a circle. All the four walls were just all the constellations. And I went, wow, what are these? And I was just so struck by them and how they went together, you know.
So, I mean, can you describe what the constellations look like?
Well, at least it's not describing what music sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. But it's close.
It's close. It's very difficult. I mean, they were there at one time. First, they're kind of, he painted them very spontaneously. But on the other hand, they're very controlled. Very much like Miró. Like, he controlled his... personal life, very, he had, you know, he woke up at a certain time and breakfast and 3 cigarettes at lunch only and all this stuff, you know, he was very rigid, but yet he really wanted them to be spontaneous, almost automatic painting, you know. But that having been said, he started them like that, but then he went in and as his, you know, crafty, like, he made all these little dots and you know.
So there are things that look like, you know, kind of abstractions of people of birds, but then there are things that are completely abstract.
Well, right.
Although, and then there are other things that almost look like music notation.
Right, yes. And although Miró, if he was in the room, would hit us for using the word abstract. He would punch us out because he hated to think of his art as abstract. He to him, nothing was abstract. Everything was based in his reality, even if he was dreaming it. This is something that I understood because that's many times how I feel, that when I'm playing music or writing music, that's the only reality, that everything else is unreal.
It's a good point. Bobby Previtt, the composer of The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró, is my guest. The work getting its American premiere, with the paintings being projected in the World Financial Center tomorrow.
Yes, although they're not always projected with the music, because I don't want to give the impression that the music is actually
A soundtrack?
Yes, exactly, and linked to the paintings in that way. It's mm-hmm. a different... So sometimes we play in the paintings up some of the time, sometimes all the time, sometimes not at all.
All right, now let me ask you about the idea of reality. The reality outside of his studio when he was painting the constellations was World War II.
Exactly.
He was in Normandy, then he was in Mallorca, right. And he was under constant threat of the Nazi advance.
Yeah.
Is there something to be said here about art in the time of war that you were thinking of when you made this, made the musical project?
Well, very much so. I mean, just art, kind of, what is the role of art in the, quote, real world when there are wars and people are dying and, you know, did Guernica stop anybody from being killed? Does any artist really have what, and what effect do we have? You know, we like to think that we have an effect, whatever that effect may be, but do we? And he was very much, by his stance and by making these paintings, which he knew would be considered by the Spanish government as, neurotic or whatever, that was his defiance against all the what he saw going on all around him.
So, for example, the piece that we began with is called The Beautiful Bird Revealing the Unknown to a Pair of Lovers, a very different reality from the one that was, as I say, existing outside of his studio. And then there's the simple reality of the way that he begins the set and you begin your musical piece with sunrise. Musical Sunrise from drummer and composer Bobby Previtt. This is the opening of his piece, The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró, inspired by the 23 great paintings of the Spanish artist Miró. And Bobby, as you were saying before, in the live performance, it's not a case of, you know, the painting is always being projected while the corresponding piece is played. So what is the relationship between your 23 pieces and Miró's?
That's the $64,000 question. What is the relationship of art to life, and what is the relationship of one person's art to another? I don't know the answer to that question, and I dare say I don't really, it doesn't really concern me. I feel there's some relationship, and so But not a direct one, because that's impossible. It couldn't be a direct relationship. So the show is about Miro. It's about the music. It's about art. It's about the artist and society. It's about all of those things, which I think was Miro's reason for painting them.
The you'll see the paintings and hear the music tomorrow night in a free concert, 7 o'clock. It's part of WNYC's New Sounds Live concert series at the World Financial Center in the Winter Garden. And it's not just paintings and music. There are also texts.
Thank you, yes.
What are the texts? What is their purpose?
The texts are from Miro's letters, things he said in interviews, statements he made, from the time he was 20 till very close to his death. And I chose 20, I think there's 23 of these statements, and I've somehow, just as I've done the music, kind of paired them with each constellation and the music to each constellation. But many times they come from 20 years before, 30 years before or 40 years afterwards. So, and the text will be narrated by David Patrick Kelly, who's great. He's one of my favorites.
And, great actor, yeah. And Paul Auster actually did the English translations.
And he did the English translations, yeah. And so from the French. They were originally in French because Miro was in Paris before he went to Normandy to paint these paintings. Where he met Picasso and Hemingway, and he boxed Hemingway, and he said, you know, it was like I only came up to his navel and things like these. There were so many things I wanted to use that were great, but
couldn't figure a way to fit that one in.
Yeah,
though, huh?
No, yeah, that one got X'd out. But all these texts somehow for me make it a little richer and put it into the context of his life. You know, it, not just his art, but his life and who he was as a person. Because people don't really know. They see his paintings, and sometimes people think, "Oh, they're nice." Mm-hmm. Miro's paintings are decorative, nice paintings. But you know, they were really like he was painting the constellations like a closed fist.
As you said, the Franco government would have considered this to be at best neurotic and at worst criminal.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and he knew that.
So we're talking about these Joan Miró paintings and texts, the Bobby Previtt music written as a response to the painting, and you've done so many, Bobby, over the years, so many different works and different styles. We've heard you with the Young People's Chorus.
Too many.
the Nuclear Polka Band Brave Combo and your own many groups here in New York. What was the tack that you chose? What felt right for these paintings?
You mean the orchestration?
Yeah.
Because that's really what it's all about. I think composers always try to solve the same problem, but they just put different clothes on them, you know. It was the same as usual for me. I kind of dream the orchestration. I have the project, and then I think, okay, what am I hearing? And it comes to me slowly sometimes. Like one day I'll wake up and I'm thinking, well, okay, what is that sound? I see that's a vibraphone with a harp. And I know that somehow there's a vibraphone and a harp. And that's kind of how I came upon the orchestration. I added an organ, for instance, because Miro used to listen to the organ music at Mallorca between times he was painting. And I thought, oh, okay, so I want to have an organ. And I have an accordion in there because it's quasi-Basque. And mm-hmm. there are also decisions I've made for those reasons. But mostly I dream it.
Now, you're a drummer. There is drumming, there is percussion, but it's used very subtly here. Did that just seem right, given what the paintings were telling you?
Oh, yeah. It's not about... None of the music is about anybody in particular. There are no soloists, really, although people take, quote, solos. But it's all about the ensemble, as it's all about the all-over quality of the paintings. It's not about one painting. It's about all the paintings together. And so it's the same thing. It's about all the musicians together, and that's why I did it that way.
This piece, the painting and the work, the musical work, is called The Escape Ladder, Bobby Previtt with one of the 23 constellations of Joan Miró. The Escape Ladder by Bobby Previtt. It's one of his 23 constellations of Juan Miró, again inspired by this amazing collection of Juan Miró paintings. Your works are all short, 2 minutes. One of them gets to be 3 minutes. Why?
That was my way of mirroring the paintings, because they're all the same size, because he bought a pad of paper. They were all exactly the same. So I said, okay, I'm going to make all the pieces 2 minutes. I picked two arbitrary number, but they were all the same.
So the constellations are miniatures.
They are miniatures, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the liner notes for the recorded version, and I should say the cast tomorrow night is slightly different. Xena Parkins will be playing the harp.
I have a great band. I mean, just to say quickly, you know, Xena Parkins, Ned Rothenberg, Wayne Horowitz, conducted by Christian Muspiel, who's come from Vienna to lead us through. Without him, no peace, you know. So it's a great Anthony Ralph Alessi and...
So A-list performers, the actor David Patrick Kelly, Christoph Mutspiel conducting, etc. Tomorrow night, it's free at 7 o'clock, the text, the paintings, the music. But in the recorded version, there's a little bio of you. And at the end of the bio, it says, he remains committed to form. Now, these pieces, they're short, but they're not songs. They're not sonata form. They're not mini symphonies. What is the form of these constellations?
Oh, it's there's a form. It's just not a form that you would recognize as a sonata or, yeah, it's Bobby Previtt form. But
is it composed?
Very much so. It's my most composed. These are my most composed pieces. There are precious few spots for the players to actually play, but there are spots, and this is why I can't just have a band of people who read. You know, classical musicians, lovely, yes, but I need people who could also improvise for 10 seconds when I ask them to. Mm-hmm. Wayne Horowitz is playing electronics as only he can in his way, so it's all, you know.
All right. Now, I mentioned before this is part of WNYC's New Sounds Live concert series. And on New Sounds in the past week, I've been referring to this as perhaps your most ambitious piece to date. Is that true?
No. Because I think you've heard the separation where I would do the Defy Mass and Messiaen and I have a metal band. I think with an actor.
So medieval music, heavy metal.
Yeah,
and all
I think
of
the that's probably right. Wins the award for my most ambitious piece. But this is second.
Okay, all right. The American premiere of the 23 Constellations of Juan Miró, 7 o'clock tomorrow downtown at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden. It is a free event. Details are on the New Sounds page of our website at wnyc.org. Bobby Previtt, great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, John. Nice to see you again.
And still to come on the program, you can call it vanity searching or ego googling, but it led one rock critic, a drummer himself, to find a song about himself. And tomorrow, Walmart is no stranger to controversy. We'll have a debate over its particularly controversial place in the world of music. Tomorrow on Soundcheck.